Excellent. Hey, folks, welcome to the runningrestaurants.com podcast. We're bringing you the tips, tools, and techniques you need to make your restaurant more profitable and successful. I'm your host, Jamie Oikle. Today, I got a great episode for you today with Brenton Thomas, founder of Twibby, which is a digital marketing agency. Brenton, lots of stuff going on in digital marketing. I will not pretend to be able to keep up with it all. So give me a quick overview of what you guys do, and then we'll dig into questions restaurant folks might have.
Yeah. So we're a digital marketing agency, like you just mentioned. And so we highly focus on like e-commerce brands and restaurants and selling food and beverage products, and have seen really good results. And we'll put our clients' products on Google Ads, Facebook Ads, which includes Instagram. Mm-hmm. We do LinkedIn ads, but not as much. That doesn't work as well for restaurants and food and bev and email marketing. And we also do a little bit of SEO as well. That's like our core offering.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to definitely ask you what you thought about channels, because in restaurants, there's obviously Facebook, there's Instagram, there's the big ones. And I think maybe Twitter is maybe fading in a different direction for restaurants. But then TikTok is taking off in a different direction. And LinkedIn, yeah, probably not from a B2B standpoint. So let's talk about that for a little bit. Channel recommendations. If a restaurant had limited time, what 1, 2, 3 channels should they pay attention to? Where should they put their money, their budget? What do you think?
Yeah, I would say, so we are working with like a restaurant right now in Napa Valley, and they have like a winery attached to the restaurant.
Nice.
And so for all of our clients, we always start with Google Ads and Facebook Ads. It tends to be the best results. I think with Twitter, the algorithm isn't as smart. And also with TikTok, it's just not quite as, it doesn't produce the same results. Especially like TikTok, it's really cheap. So you can get a lot of impressions. But a lot of those impressions don't turn into paying customers, which most of our clients, the main goal is revenue generation, return on ad spend. So we try to stay away from TikTok and Twitter. And then we'll do split tests between Google and Facebook ads, and we'll split the budget evenly. And then we'll give them both like a month to run in the very beginning. And then we'll start to move budget across the two channels, depending on the performance.
Let's go to Facebook for a second. And, you know, when I we don't do too much there, but whenever I try to post an ad or do a boost, and it's Instagram this and Messenger that, and I click a box and don't click a box, it's very confusing. You guys probably do this all day. Do you go across all their channels? Do you pick and choose? How do you get into radiuses? Let's kind of dig more into Facebook's world.
Yeah, so we'll go across all the channels. So yeah, Messenger, Audience Network, which is like third-party, it's like display ads basically on third-party websites. Facebook has a network of websites your ad can go onto.
Okay.
We'll do Facebook, Instagram, all of it. But the main part that's really important is you set up your, that's called conversion tracking. And so you basically, you feed information into Facebook to let Facebook know that an event that you care about has taken place. And then you can then feed it back into Facebook and say, find me more of these events now that you understand that this event took place that I care about.
By event, you mean a click, an action? Like what, how would you specify that a little bit more?
Yeah, it tends to be lower in the funnel. So like a purchase took place. So you just feed it into Facebook and you let it know, you know, multiple purchases have taken place. And then Facebook will record that information. And then you can say, now optimize towards that. Give me more of those purchases. It could be email collection. It could be basically anything you care about. It could be add to carts. It could be checkouts, whatever you want. Someone made it into your location, et cetera.
Okay. Let me go back inside of that universe of Facebook. They have so many different tools. Do you find that one thing produces a little bit better than others, or you just kind of just throw it into their world and let it run? You know, Instagram versus the messenger feed versus the Facebook mobile versus Facebook desktop. Do you get granular like that? Like what do you think?
Yeah, I think, kind of depends on your business, right? So there's quite a few nuances across each type of business. But I would say instinctively, without any data in front of me, I would suggest that Facebook probably performs better. I just think the way that the the content is presented in Instagram, it's less like action oriented. I think like most of the time people are looking for like funny videos or like inspiration. And it's a different demographic in Facebook as well. And I think they might be more action oriented with money as well to buy something.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. And I think different platforms do a better job and so forth of presenting the ads and making it look like an experience that you want to actually take action on. Let's go over to the big Google folks for a second. And you said Google Ads. And so that can mean a whole bunch of things as well, because Google is a giant and they do what they do. And, you know, if we were to take the time machine back 15 years, it would be all about those little blue ads on the side and or the top. And that's not really where it's at anymore. Is it more in the maps? Is it in the search? Where can a restaurant make the most impact in Google's space?
Yeah, so we always start with a search campaign, of course, right? So that's just text-based ads that you'll see if you do any organic search. The first two usually are an ad at the top. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom two of that first page is two ads as well. Mm-hmm. So always start with that. You can get really high intent individuals. So they're actively in the mindset of maybe visiting your restaurant or making an online order from your restaurant. So that's great. So we always start with that one campaign type. And then the second one is a campaign type called Performance Max. Mm-hmm. And so it's all of the Google properties combined into a single campaign. So it's display ads, it's search ads, Gmail ads, YouTube ads, it's Google Shopping. So all of that is in one campaign. And in the past, you would have had to create like six different campaigns and try to manage all that.
Yeah.
And it's too hard for a marketer to kind of move the budgets around and do it in real time, right? If you wait a couple of days, you might have missed some really good periods to make some revenue. So I'll start those two campaigns, do a search campaign and then do a Performance Max campaign.
Okay. I will say that I despise ads in my Gmail folder. Ever since they started doing that, I hit delete on purpose. I said, I don't want an ad in my Gmail. Anyway, that's just a quick side note. What about the maps feature? Like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not just on Google, but everywhere you want that Google listing to be accurate, the Yelp listing to be accurate, and all of those things. You guys get involved there as well?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Optimize your Google My Business profile. A lot of that's connected to that. So, and try to find keywords that are location specific, right? So this is starting to get like a little bit into like local SEO.
Yep.
And so try to find like your exact city, append it to your like restaurant. So like what you could say is like Napa Valley restaurant, right? Like for our client, and try to use that in your description of your business for Google My Business. And try to fit it into other places to really try to like bring it all together for the Google bot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of step one to manage your listings on the big websites. And a lot of restaurants still don't do that. So I hope you know, kind of encourage them to manage your listings. There's a lot of free things you can do. There's a lot of enhanced things you can do. Do you make any recommendations on those enhanced listings, whether it's Google or Yelp or some of the other folks that have big traffic numbers?
Yeah. We'll write the whole thing for our clients and choose categories, and you need a couple of blog posts or something that you've done in the past, just kind of highlight the business, and you can add that to your Google My Business listing. So that always helps.
Yeah.
And then we also do local business citations. And so that's like local directories that you can put your business onto.
Yep.
And so then people can find you on Yelp, Foursquare, and then optimize like the main channels as well, like Facebook, Instagram. But you have to make sure your address, the name of your company, and the phone number are all exactly the same. Like the formatting of the phone number needs to be exactly the same. The email you use needs to be exactly the same. And then Google will tie in and start to understand that you're listed in 20 places. Instead of it notices that you're listed in like five places, and it thinks it's like a soft connection because the phone number changed. You want to make sure it understands that you're in all of these places together to consolidate the power of your website.
Yeah, good point. I was not aware of that thought. You mentioned YouTube a little while ago, and then something you said made me think about video. Do you recommend restaurants do some stuff with short form video? What do you think?
Yeah, load it up into the Performance Max campaign. There'll be a slot to add a video into it. Typically, video doesn't convert as well. I think there's a lot of noise sometimes on YouTube. You know, it's like usually you're trying to get to the video you really want to see, but it's still good to add that as an option in Performance Max just in case it does perform well. But we don't go too deep. We don't create like a bunch of videos. We'll just put like one option for videos, but we'll upload maybe like 7 images for display inside of that same Performance Max campaign.
Okay. Yeah. I know the short form video is taken off everywhere, but yeah, it gets cluttered and action so forth. Let's, inside of, that idea of creating content, you know, in restaurants, creating content. And if you work with different industries, a lot of folks do content marketing versus pay-per-click and so forth. Anything you would suggest restaurants do in the content creation side versus, hey, come in because we're running a happy hour special? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. So inside of the restaurant industry and then also like food and bev in general, if you can show images of other people enjoying the experience, like, so don't just take a picture of like the burger that you offer at your restaurant. Mm-hmm. But try to take pictures of like people enjoying the experience. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that people don't buy the thing that you're selling, but they're buying the experience around what you're trying to sell, or the lifestyle is what you're really trying to sell. So try to show like a group of people sitting at a table, they're laughing. And obviously you don't want all the food to be like bitten and like eaten. You know, that doesn't look good. So it's new burgers and, you know, it's like, you know, no one's has quite you know, started to eat the food yet. And like drinks are on the table. And so those are some of the highest performing ads we've ever ran. Because you can see yourself in that exact situation. You can see your friend sitting there in that picture. So that always works best.
Yeah, good. I like that too. Yeah. And for doing photography well, obviously, I'm not going to say something that folks don't already know, but doing photography well is a big deal on your website, on your social posts, et cetera. Surprises me. Some people still, you know, don't do that very well. All right. So, Google continues to change their algorithms and Facebook changes algorithms and restaurants are busy anyway. How, I mean, obviously you guys manage for clients, but how can folks even keep their mind around all the changes that are happening?
You can work with an agency like ours. So that always helps quite a bit. But let's see. So Google, or I guess Meta and Google, they'll both send you, like once you have your ad account, they'll send you email updates. So they'll let you know, hey, we're going to change this. Or these policies are updating. That's one way to do it. You might have to go search for the data, like blog posts, and then spend a lot of time just reading about it. I would say right now, Google definitely has a lot of changes, a lot more changes than Facebook. Mm. And then third-party cookies are phasing out later this year. So you know, switch to first-party cookies, and then that's a whole experience that I don't think the average business owner that doesn't do digital marketing wants to get into that. It's extremely technical. And even for myself, I've set up conversion tracking for over 100 clients. And then we're now trying to like figure out like how to set this up. And so I understand about 70% of the process, but there's like that last 30% where it's like, okay, you know, this is a new process that we need to add to our business. But if I didn't know this first 70%, the whole thing look like, you know, another language. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. There are changes coming along there with privacy and cookies and tracking that will continue to change and make things a challenge. Let's kind of, as we go to kind of a wrapping stuff, any other tips, tricks, things you've seen in the space that are working, parting wisdom, closing thoughts. What do you think?
Yeah. So I would say, okay, so let's say you're a small restaurant and you have a limited budget, I would start with Facebook first. I think the visual element in Facebook is really nice to have. You don't always get that inside of Google. Mm-hmm. So I would start with Facebook and do at least 1500 per month. You need at least a decent amount of ad spend to train the algorithm. So I would start there. And then one of my clients, it's a restaurant. And so they have a third party ordering system called SpotOn. And so when you go from their main website to Spot On, it looks like two sessions to GA4 or Google Analytics 4. And so we're not able to push attribution back to the original source, like the true source, right? Because it's splitting it up into two separate sessions. So you need to add a, this is pretty technical, so I don't know if it's like too much.
Keep going.
You need to add, you need to add a referral exclusion. You need to tell GA4 that this is all one continuous session. And so you'll want to add like your reservation system. So, and for this example, it's spoton.com. So you have to add that to GA4. And then now we can connect the whole attribution and see which ad actually drove the person to the purchase.
Yeah, that's that does go beyond the average person. That GA, that every time I log into my Google stuff, it gets more confusing, I swear to God. But yeah, you got to stay on top of it. All right, well, let's tell folks where to find you guys. Main website, social channels, where else, and so forth. What do you got?
Yeah, so our website is twibbyagency.com, TWIBIagency.com. And then I'll send you, Jamie, a Calendly link that you can add to the show notes. And if anyone wants to talk to me about strategy or partnerships or whatever, just even digital marketing in general, you can use that link to personally reach me.
Good.
And that's it. And we also offer a, so within 4 months, if we don't reach your desired goal of a 130% return on ad spend, we do offer 2 free months of service. That's how confident we are in our ability to run ads. So
good. Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I really, my favorite topic inside of restaurants is the restaurant marketing piece, and then digital is another piece, and I'm telling you, it keeps getting more and more technical. And so yeah, if an average operator is juggling all the fires and stuff that they do, doing this type of stuff yourself is really, really difficult. So get in touch with folks like Brenton and so forth, to dig in. And so, all right, let's wrap up. Brenton Thomas of Twibby. You can find them at twibbyagency.com. I'll look for more information in the show notes. For more great restaurant marketing and service people and tech tips, stay tuned to us here at runningrestaurants.com. Do us a big favor, click the like button, subscribe button, all those sort of things. Give us a feedback. All that stuff helps us. We appreciate it. Thanks, folks. We will see you next time. Thanks, Brenton.
Thanks.